What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise, everyone. So, start out with, of course, some questions for you. Do you know your manifestation comes from your words? Do you realize what you repeatedly say begins shaping what you experience? Do you realize that? When you see a traffic jam and you're on the way to somewhere, do you immediately declare, "I'm going to be late"? When you dream about love, opportunity, expansion, do you speak it as possible, or do you say that will never happen to me? See, that's what tonight's show is. Your words are already manifesting. And I'll just start telling you the details of the show. I already asked you the questions, but in this episode, I will explore the power of language and how the words we casually repeat begin shaping our reality. I don't want to just say reality, but I want to say identity. I will dive into the subtle ways we reinforce fear without realizing it, how our nervous system aligns with what we consistently declare, and how shifting one sentence can shift an entire experience from everyday moments like traffic and timing to relationships, careers, and calling in new opportunities. I will speak on the connections between belief, identity, and alignment, and how your life often mirrors what you can consistently confirm. Well, I'm stumbling over my words tonight. You are already creating with your words. The question is, are you doing it consistently? Now, we all know when we are in a traffic jam and we leave for work and we might give ourselves 10 extra minutes, we do declare, "Wow, now I'm going to be late." And now, if you consistently say that, do you realize you're building it into your nervous system, into your identity? Because whenever you get into it or you see a traffic jam and maybe you leave with maybe 10 minutes to spare and you get in that traffic jam and all of a sudden you go, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to be late." And then your body tenses up. You're holding that steering wheel, if you're holding the steering wheel, and you're already in that tense moment. You're shifting your identity instead of saying, "I've got a few extra minutes now." And when we start making that as part of our identity, then that does become our identity. Those words took over power over us, and then we realize we consistently become late because you shifted your identity with those words. But if you took on the conversation as in, "Wow, what can I learn in this moment?" Or maybe when you realize that you're going to be late, just acknowledge it and not tighten up the body. And just, "I'm fine. I'm safe," because you're teaching yourself in those moments that you're not safe. Because when you're tensing up your body and your nervous system's getting all dysregulated and maybe you are driving, so you're holding onto that steering wheel, or you're sitting in the passenger seat, and now you're on your hands or you're clenching your fist, you are dysregulating your nervous system, and your nervous system starts to not see maybe the one time you're late saved your life. You're more in that fight flight mode, like, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to be late." But if you just calm down, you'll just realize, "Hey, it's okay because I'm safe." And that's what this conversation is about tonight. It's more about what ways can we adjust the words we speak so they don't become part of our identity. I love when people always play or do a raffle. "Oh, I'm just giving them the money. Wait a minute, what?" Or, You know, the lottery, it goes to the schools. What does that even mean? No, I'll never win. Well, you're right. You're never going to win because you have put it out into the universe and you believe you won't win. But what if that one opportunity changes for you? Would you change your whole mindset? Because this is kind of going to be one of those conversations that is on both ends. Do you believe everything that happens just happens to you and nobody else? Because a lot of people truly, I come in contact with, even clients I work with, that they're Eeyore. Remember Eeyore? Oh, it always happens to me. Everything always bad happens to me. If I didn't have bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. What if you saw it differently? What if you saw maybe the traffic jam or the burnt meal or something like that as a sign of something else, and you kept yourself open? Maybe when you get out to your car and you're already, hey, today's going to be a great day, and then you get to your car and you're like, crap, I left my keys in the house to my car. Or, oh, I made myself lunch and I left it in the house, and you run in and then you walk out and you're like, I'm going to be late now. Why not just tell yourself, hey, it's okay because I made my lunch today. Turn it so your body feels regulated. So your body takes that moment and doesn't engage in it. Change the way you look at it. I know many people who run late every day of their life, and they are the most regulated people because there's a part of them that I don't want to say doesn't care, but is so regulated. I'm not going to say doesn't care. I'm going to say is so regulated that they're okay with it. This is who I am. You're either going to accept me this way or you're not. And it's fun to watch them because other people who are always stressed out about, oh my gosh, why do they get, and they're so relaxed, like, oh well. This is my life. But then there's other people, and I can confess, I was one of those people where they always get to come in late. And me, I'm always 10 minutes early. And I'm like, if I'm 5 minutes early, I'm stressed out because I'm like, oh my gosh, I was late. And then they're coming in and they're relaxed and they're comfortable. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm already tense because I'm late by my standards. So think if you just calm that down within yourself, or when you're looking for that perfect relationship. Perfect. I just use that word perfect. I don't want to use the word perfect. The relationship you're desiring, but when we want to check all those boxes, like I've mentioned before, we don't see what could be right in front of us. That could be a relationship we can grow into. See, when we say things out loud, that is manifesting. When we make declarations, that is a part of manifesting. And that's why there's people out there that just, you see them, they're relaxed, they're not tense, they're kind of just walking life, and other people are like, how are they so like calm, nonchalant? Because they regulate themselves. They tell themselves those confident things, those confident sayings. I love when, you see people up there, I'm just an anxious person. And then you go, what makes you so anxious? Well, because nothing ever goes right in my life. What doesn't go right? And if you start asking them questions, sometimes they can go down a rabbit hole, or sometimes they can be like, start really replaying in their head, why am I so anxious? But I don't like why, because that comes from judgment. But if you're the one saying it, you can reprogram that. What is making me so anxious? Yeah. How come things don't work out for me? Could it be because we're always in that fast track And we're not taking the moment to calm down. See, if you believe anything in manifestation in your words, you know it's all about the vibrational frequency as well. That's a whole nother topic. But tonight it's all about when we do have those negative thoughts, it's how we can calm them down by asking, what does this thought do for me? And the reason I like to use the traffic jam is because this is a daily occurrence in this day and age. There's more vehicles on the road. There's more people seem to be more stressed out. And everyone's so anxious to get somewhere. I can say sometimes I'm one of those people. A lot of my clients, this is a topic I like to kind of incorporate in nervous system regulation and in talking when we're talking about goal setting, is that traffic jam. How can you look at it differently? How can you embrace it and kind of just be like, I can hear this, you know, think about it this way too. You're on your way to wherever you're going and your favorite song comes on. How many times are you arrive and you just turn it off? Just like if that traffic jam allowed you to listen to it through and you were able to kind of jam to it. Just think how much more regulated you would be going in somewhere. Instead of feeling anxious, feeling discredited, maybe a lack of confidence. So that's what tonight's topic is about. It's about those words that we manifest and how most of the time our identity is shaped around the negative manifesting of words, not the positive. Because when we start thinking about positive, how many of us believe in the positive? Especially if, and I'm going to continue with this traffic jam, been in it recently, where you just kind of say, especially if there's an accident in front of you, maybe if I would have been 5 minutes earlier, could that have been me in the accident? And do it in a calm way. And be, wow, what did I learn from this? What can I embrace within myself? That I'm safe. I'm fine. Because most of the time when we are anxious or we're already saying we're going to be late, that's not coming from a place of calm. That's not coming from regulation. That's coming from anxious. That's coming from maybe generational beliefs. Maybe a little bit of generational trauma, maybe even trauma. Because I know we have all probably experienced something where, well, if I didn't go, that wouldn't have happened. Or I know most people, whether you've been in school, whether you've been in a family, if Johnny jumps off the bridge, are you going to jump off too? Where we've questioned. Been questioned about decisions we make instead of saying, no, I wouldn't jump off with Johnny, but I definitely wanted to explore with Johnny. Because think about that. If we took all those scenarios that we believe within ourselves that are anxious, negative, how different would it be if you got into a traffic jam? You go, you know what? Now I'm going to jam out on this song and you start dancing and doing things and regulating your nervous system, just think how great your day would be. Because here's the one thing that I love to talk about with people. No matter what your job is, no matter what you're doing, things are still going to go on. You know, you're late to a very important meeting. If you're meant to be in that meeting is still going to go on. If you're late to work, are they going to shut the doors? Are they going to say, oh, we're closing the doors. Sandy was late today. No, still gonna exist. If you were late to an appointment, most of the time they take you. And how many times do you sit sometimes maybe in an office, preferably a doctor's or dentist appointment, and they're running a little bit late and you're frustrated? Oh my gosh, every time I come, I never get back there on time, which means I can never leave on time. But you never consider the reason that there is lateness. But when it comes to you and your life, you already condemn yourself. You already question it within yourself. So it is time for a break tonight. And I am Sandy Bird. I am going to say this out loud. I am now a published author. I have not really said that many times, but I am now a published author. I am the author of Emotional Elevator, go figure, Emotional Elevator, From Silence and Setbacks to Resilience and Freedom. You can find it on Amazon. You can also go to my website, Sandy Bird, SandeeByrd.com, and get on a connection call with me. Or you can even see my book on my website. You can see what coaching offers I have out there, because I have three different services around coaching. But you know what? I can design it for you. Where I can meet you where you're at, and we can figure out which program would work best for you, or maybe design a program. Maybe you need goal-oriented. But again, I am Sandy Bird. You can find me on all social media platforms as well as Sandy, SandeeByrd. Email me at sandy@sandybird.com. But if you're enjoying the show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator. I will be very grateful, and this will help to get the word out to those that this information is much needed. So let's go to our break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com.
Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. We have been talking about your words are already manifesting. And I brought up topics as in whenever you're in that traffic jam and you say, I'm going to be late, you are tensing your body up. You are dysregulating your nervous system. And anytime you get in traffic, you're going to start being dysregulated because it's all about dysregulation. And some of the things that I said, if you're consistently saying something, you're building into your nervous system, your identity. So you start building all this frustrations as your identity. And when you say things out loud, that is manifesting, regardless of whether it's positive or negative. You are manifesting your identity with how you speak. So most of us speak in that, I don't want to say most. Some people, because I would like for all of us to change the narratives that we say to ourselves, some people like to speak very negative. That would never happen for me when it comes to winning things or having a great day when they're late in a traffic jam, seeing when they're late that they avoided that accident because they're so focused on the insecurities or the fear. Because most of the time when we dysregulate, it comes from fear and it comes from feeling inadequate. Think about that. The woe is me. I brought up Eeyore. Everything always happens to me. And a lot of people walk around like that, and that's why they can't see the positive within themselves. And it's learning to see the positive. Especially in, for some reason, it's the traffic jam, because every time I work with my clients, I bring up, what if you were in a traffic jam? What would you say? How would you feel? Close your eyes. Why don't we just do that right now? If you can, close your eyes. Imagine there's a traffic jam. How do you handle that? If you're heading somewhere important, how do you handle that? Do you tense up? Do you right away feel the tension in your body? Do you dysregulate yourself? Or do you say, I'll get there when I'm meant to get there? What am I learning in this moment? Maybe turn on your favorite song and just jam it out. Take that extra time to spend with yourself and start enjoying the time you have with yourself. Or maybe it's a loved one. So it's more having that positive interaction instead of right away tensing your body up, letting that anxiety flood in, and feeling dysregulated. Because then what does happen? It spirals in the day. So I'm going to talk a little bit now about some of my manifesting in the positive realm. Of course, if you've listen to me prior than tonight, or maybe you want to go back and listen. I won a car a year ago. Not just any car. A big souped up Ford Bronco Raptor. And I won it. And it was those positive feelings. And it was saying it out loud. I said it for 3 months and it transpired. I can tell you, when I was a kid, I said I was going to write a book. I remember that, and I sucked at English. I was in college, and I wrote a paper, and it got published, and it got published. And I remember saying, and I had vision walks 10 years, up until 2 years ago, that I was going to write a book. And last year, I was talking with somebody, and I said, you know, I keep having this vision, I'm going to write a book. But I don't really want to write it, but I'm going to publish it. And then I put on a vision board, which is next week, is all about the visions, that my book was going to come out. And then I was going to publish a book. I stopped using the word write. I'm now a published author because I felt it. I felt it in my bones, in my skin, in confident that a book was going to come out. And it was written. And that's what is the biggest thing I can say. My words. Yes, was there maybe some negative things I said in the background? But when I embraced it and built the confidence within myself, knowing that it could happen, it did happen. But we get so focused on the negative. When we're late, when that we step off the curb and we slip up, I just knew that was going to happen. Or you go out and you get a puddle of rain dumped on your head. Oh, there goes my day. It's going to be horrible. But sometimes we don't see those rainbows, that traffic jam that could have been you in that accident. Because I think I've mentioned on the show before that I ran late one day and I was that person that was like, oh my gosh, I'm running late. And all day I ran late. And at the end of the day, my family thought, because when I drove by and I saw the vehicle look just like mine, I thought that could have been me. And I came in my house and sat there at dinner and just kind of, that really could have been me. Now I see why they thought that that was me. Because that could have been, if I would have ran on time one day, that accident, which was the same as that car I had, the same color I had, could have been me. And since that day, I realized I want to be thankful for when the universe steps in the way of something and be grateful when I'm running late. Play that music, jam out in the car, and rewrite the narrative. Don't dysregulate your nervous system. Don't say, now I'm going to be late. It's going to be an awful day. Because here's the thing, everything goes on. If you are running late, it's still going to happen. If it's a date, they could still happen. And if you focus on the lateness of it, that could be your love of your life. Maybe that job. I've actually gotten a job and ran late for the interview. And I'm normally not a late person. But because I just went in there cool, calm, collected, regulated nervous system, I still got the job. Because you know what? They were running late. So they really did not focus on me running late. Because I just kind of sat down and went, oh, hey, I'm Sandy. I'm here for the 2 o'clock interview. And it was like 2:10. So think about that. Your words that you say manifest. And when you do say things to dysregulate yourself, you're setting this up as your identity. And that's what I talked about. When we take on these negative thoughts, we're taking it on as our identity. It becomes our identity. So change the narrative. What is this teaching me in the moment? Instead of, why does this always happen to me? What can I learn in this moment? So again, I am Sandy Byrne. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. I am also, again, I can say it, a published author of Emotional Elevator. And you want to join me next week because it's all about your vision and how your vision comes to light. So again, I'm Sandy Byrd, Sandeebyrd. You can find me at sandybyrd.com on all social media, Sandy Byrd, Amazon as a published author, Sandy Byrd. And thank you for joining me tonight. Remember, what you speak is what you become.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions. and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.